Problems of the Work in Berkeley. Camp Meeting, San Jose, California, July 1, 1905. Elder Corliss solicited my help and advice on Friday. He said it was essential for the interest of the cause in Oakland, and especially Berkeley, that they, Elder and Mrs. Rice, go to some other location. Elder Rice and his wife were to be present, and Elder Knox. They desired them to go to some other section of the country, that their influence was not for the best over the church in Berkeley, and it was not satisfactory that Elder Rice and his wife should both draw wages. I said I had a great desire for the settlements in the outskirts of Oakland and had spoken in meetings before we left for Australia. These places should have special work done in various ways to lead them to understand the truth. And when Brother and Sister Rice proposed to settle out of Oakland and take up work there, I felt a great joy come to my heart and told them I was much pleased. We were riding in a carriage. I said, "I think the Lord will give you success, for it has been presented to me for many years that the settlements out of the city of Oakland ought to have special help after our camp meetings have been held. That work should be done to fasten the truth upon minds, and nothing scarcely had been done. I have much interest in the outskirts of our cities, and thought if a work, genuine missionary work, could be done, it would be according to the light given me." Well, the influence of Brother and Sister Rice is not good, Elder Corliss said. There is trouble in the church in Berkeley. They had made a proposition for them to go to a certain location in some other place. I asked, "What other place have you selected?" "Well, they thought Santa Cruz, and as they have been placed in authority, Elder Corliss and Elder Knox were to attend to the matter, for the church would not be suited with their labor, and they desired my influence to bring this about." I said, "I cannot understand this matter. This report is a surprise to me. This movement means very much to them. They have a home they have fitted up. The mother of Elder Rice has given them a cow. They have worked early and late to make the humble residence comfortable for their family. And unless there was something definite to be brought to charge them with, such as unfaithfulness in their work, I should not want to use my influence to have them sent away to another place. This movement means much to them, and were you in their place, it would mean much to you." Some things were mentioned in regard to their children. They were visiting theaters, and several such things were mentioned, such as, she dressed in expensive clothing, and these things did not have a good influence in the church. "But is not the work of reaching the higher classes the very work they have been engaged in? Quite a number have been converted, and these people will inquire in regard to the movement, and a very bad impression will be made upon minds. Then you must bear in mind that they take themselves with them wherever they go, and all the objections you charge against them." Some things were said that hurt my heart. I do not relate all that was said. Brother and Sister Rice wished to have an interview with me evening after the Sabbath, but I could not have any more burden upon my mind. I had Sabbath night scene after scene opened before me. I could not have an interview with them. I must ask the Lord to take this matter in hand. I could not listen to any more, and the Lord presented matters to me that had transpired, and I wrote out some things. The church in Berkeley were, some of them, confused, but the labors of Elder Rice and his wife were of that character that they could reach a class that others had not attempted to reach, and even if they should undertake, the work would not make a success. There were persons in the church that would have to have their hearts converted before their tongues could speak the truth in righteousness. There was presented to me that, had your minds been unprejudiced, had you done the investigating that, in truth, was due to Elder Rice and his wife, you never could have taken a course that brings you under the censure of one who judges righteously, who never makes a mistake. I have been in the past night permitted to view many things. These two the Lord has made His instruments to be workers together with God. Their first consideration has been to seek and search for the lost sheep, and spare no pains or let selfish desires interpose to draw them from the work. Those who have made their complaints have been engaged in a work that will not stand the tests of the judgment. They, the Rices, are settled as inexpensively as possible, and they do not place themselves in a position of selfish indulgence.
The chapters of their past experience have revealed mistakes and errors in judgment. But the reproof of the Lord has come to correct the mistakes and errors, and the Lord has accepted their reform when light has come, and the Lord has had His eye upon both. Straight testimonies have come to Elder Rice to correct his errors, and the Lord has accepted his repentance and has, notwithstanding his mistakes, pardoned and given him favor with Himself. They have stood ready in the position to leave their work to go at any time to the call of those in the highways, which have not been few. And at early hours or late hours, they have had words to speak to the higher classes or the lower classes. The complaint was made that their children were allowed to go to theaters. This they can explain, for the Lord would not have His people give that example. They have had the blessing of God, and souls have been converted from the higher classes. If the church members had acted in a Christian-like manner and cooperated with Elder Rice and his wife, working from the same high platform, there would have been many more souls converted, and minds would have seen the truth and been an advantage in their influence to help others. But the church was not right with God. The unruly spirit, the unconverted mind and heart has done mischief that has never been repented of. This is the field which they were adapted to work in, and the Lord has not given them their dismissal from the work. I have never been in their home because there was special labor upon me in preparation of books, and I thought I had all I could possibly carry. If those who ought to have come into unity and helped the church had clear eyesight, they could have seen things more clearly. But the one great trouble has been that Elder Rice received pay for his labors, and Sister Rice for her labors. Neither has received overpay for his work. The Lord sees the very inwardness of the whole matter. I was surprised that they should suppose Elder Rice and his wife would uproot from their home and plant themselves in another place. For if his errors and wrongs were so manifest, he would take himself with him to any new place. There is a right way to manage all these matters, and that is, inasmuch as Elder Rice and his wife are the Lord's workers, the Lord will use them to His name's glory, where they can accomplish the greatest amount of good on a certain class that others cannot reach. It is envy and jealousy and evil surmising that has nearly destroyed the healthy influence of the church in Berkeley. The Lord is not glorified by the course pursued toward them by Elder Corliss and Elder Knox. These men should never repeat the course in any place that has been carried on in this case. Should these, Elder Rice and wife, consider it was their place to consent to the human judgment of the men, who are human like themselves, to leave the field of their labor without light from the Lord, while the doors were open in high places and calls made for them to explain the Scriptures to the higher classes, and they have no evidence from the Lord concerning their duty to leave an open, inquiring field for the truth and specify to these persons that they cannot visit them, they would be walking contrary to the will and word of God. Souls are to be visited, hunted for, and the Scriptures open to them by the ones of their choice. There are precious souls that have been converted through their instrumentality, and had the church in Berkeley appreciated their labors and prayed for the work they were doing to be successful, that church would have been blessed. But the wicked jealousy, the evil speaking, had the elder of the Berkeley church humbled his heart before God and put away evil from his heart, there would have been altogether a different state of things, and the Lord would have worked to connect many souls with the Berkeley church. But evil surmisings, jealousies, evil speaking, evil working have been of that character that the Lord's Holy Spirit has been grieved away. I was bearing message after message, especially in the San Jose camp meeting. I have them reported, but the work that might have been done was not done in that meeting.
I was prepared to say to Elder Rice and wife, if I saw their minds were to heed the orders given them to go to any other place because their influence was not right, and what it was, supposed it should be, that they would have stood under the disapproval of God. They would have let the enemy have a victory, and they, themselves, would be under the condemnation of God in leaving a work they could do, which the Lord had given them to do, and to uproot under the impression that they were disqualified to do that work. It would be a false statement's power to deprive the very classes they could reach. Those who have served in this kind of work have not dealt justly or loved the Lord supremely, and have not been under the sanctification of the Holy Spirit of God. No man is to be swayed from his duty, and the work the Lord has given him to do, by any human agency. Unless he has some light from the Lord, they would be doing injustice to those who have had marked evidence of the work which they were appointed to do. God has given them a place to work to reach a class of people, that they both could move in unity to accomplish this work. And this is the very work he would have them to do. Elder Corliss remarked that in the work in foreign countries there were mistakes made, but another in his place might not have done any better. The leader of the church in Berkeley is in need of the courtesy of Jesus Christ. Brother Steele needs the humility of Christ. He, Christ, invites all, everyone in the church at Berkeley, to make diligent work for eternity, to clear the King's Highway. There has come confusion, and many words and feelings have been expressed that hearts under the influence of the Holy Spirit would not have, in words and actions, done. Words came to me that movements were being made to carry through a church meeting and expel Brother Rice from the Oakland Church. I was so busily engaged in the work that pressed upon me for Battle Creek, and to prepare matters to go to our brethren to guard them from the things that were contemplated there, that if the work was carried out, I would come before the church in Oakland, should take the matter up point by point. Elders Knox and Corliss came to me with the points of accusing Elder Rice and wife. There had been some things concerning visions that claimed to be given back, but I bore my testimony. Elder Jones was moving quite strongly, and Elder Rice also. Both were out of the way. They saw their mistakes. It had reached other countries, but the Lord corrected this matter, and confessions were made, which I am certain the Lord pronounced healed.